B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Stan the Man.
Oh, my savior, Dr. Ray Bastardo. Doc, oh, it's good to hear your voice. I can't thank you enough.
You know, I told you, if you listen to me and you stop listening to that idiot producer of yours, that you'd be fine.
You were a lifesaver for me, you know, and taking you time out of the day and all this with this COVID stuff going on. And I was just so bad off. I went and called you. We had a nice conference call. You took care of me, Doc. I'm on the mend.
Yeah, I still don't understand what you're doing asking your producer for medical advice.
Well, I asked him. I said, what do you think's wrong? I think he's got an aunt or something that was like a nurse practitioner or something a while back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would assume that listening to you now, you realize the error of your ways.
Yeah, it was pretty much like you told me when I talked to you on Sunday. You said, you're still sick, aren't you, Stan? And well, I'm sorry I didn't call you first. I'm sorry I didn't call you first, but I thought you were so busy and, you know, with the appointment scheduling and the mask wearing and all of this stuff.
Well, Stan, you know, I have to look out for the patient's wishes. I also have to do what's medically necessary.
Yes, I understand that.
And I'm a little hurt that you didn't follow my advice.
I did follow your advice.
Look, if you had followed my original plan, you would have had 6 weeks paid time off.
I don't want 6 weeks off.
Stan, you get 6 weeks paid off. You know how much money I would have made if I had put you down as a COVID case?
I don't have COVID.
I know this. Don't get me wrong. I would have made you better, but you would have had basically a free vacation. And do you have any idea what the government will pay with a positive COVID? It's like gold to them.
And what do they do? Send you a check or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you something. I get that a lot quicker than I do from the insurance.
Okay. All right. I apologize. I was legitimately sick.
Stan, in the medical profession, COVID is a gold mine.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to lie that I had COVID and add to the numbers and all that.
Stan,
there's enough shady stuff going on.
Everybody's doing it.
Okay. All right. All right.
You know, if you go to the hospital and there's something legitimately wrong with you.
Yeah.
But it's not COVID.
Yeah.
You're costing them money.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't follow your orders.
Well, you go to the hospital and you got COVID, that's $12,000. Fast track to the hospital. If they can manage to get you on a ventilator.
I don't want to be on a ventilator.
Now you're worth 38 grand.
And how much do you get by just writing down on some funny paper that you got me on a ventilator?
Well, that's HIPAA. I can't tell you that.
HIPAA. You're right. You're right. That's HIPAA. You can't tell me how much
you're
getting.
Speaking of which, your secret's safe with me. I did have a bunch of people ask. They know I'm your doctor. And I kept it quiet. I just told them you had a case of the yips.
Okay, that's fine. I'm glad anything that I can do to make your life better, doctor. You did make mine better. You got me on the right prescriptions. You sent me, referred me to the right doctors.
Stan, the fact of the matter is I was always going to make you better.
I
don't want you sick. But the point is, if we can, you know, if we all get our beaks wet, where's the harm?
Okay. Well, this is all about money.
The news people, they get to go, look at this. There's another case in Lee County. Woo.
Okay. Have you done this before?
I can't, you know, HIPAA. Hey, I had an interesting fella come in.
Yes,
today.
Yes, Ray. Don't you have patience?
Oh, they'll be fine. I'll slough them off. Matter of fact, I only came in here to pick up some medication. They're talking to some nurse practitioner in Oklahoma from my office. I got a teleconference set up there, so I don't even do that anymore.
Okay, all right. So, but you came in to pick up some medication.
Yeah, my back's been bothering me, Stan. I know you can identify. Sure. You've got a lot of problems. Yep. Your back hurts you from time to time, doesn't it?
And you got a lot of samples over there at the office.
Yep. But we know why your back hurts.
Yes, I do know why my back hurts for carrying K-Rock for the last 30 years.
Right, right, right. So this fellow comes in, and you know what? He's kind of a bigwig in Hollywood, special effects guy.
Uh-huh.
He said he invented the chud.
What's a chud?
Well, that's what I asked him. I said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you. I never heard of it. He said, you never heard of Bud the Chud? And he said, it's cannibal humanoid underground dweller. I guess it was a big, they made like 6 movies.
I never saw those movies. And he was the special effects guy?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe this guy's full of hot air, but he was telling me a story about this lady. It was an African-American studies professor.
Uh-huh.
And she comes out on the line, the internet, and tells everybody that her entire life was a lie because she pretended to be multiple different black people.
I saw that. I saw that in the news. Well, Doc, are you smoking?
Yeah.
You got patients waiting. You're picking up prescriptions for your bad back, and you're smoking.
And?
Never mind. You're talking about this woman pretending to be multiple races of black.
And then they show the pictures of this lady.
Yeah.
And I look at the picture and I go, that's a Jewish broad. This just confuses me because did they just assume she was black and they were afraid to say anything? I mean, would she just act sassy? How does that happen?
Look, I don't know. That's her own truth, not mine. See, I threw that out there. That's her own truth. Some people are delusional.
I just don't understand, Stan.
All right, Doc. You know what? I know for a fact that you're about 400 pounds, and you, every time I used to be in the office, you used to tell me how you played pro basketball. Now, I know that that's not true, but that's your truth. You keep telling me how you best buddies with so-and-so from the Milwaukee Bucks, and you two played college ball together at some Ivy League school, and you made it to the pros.
You're damn right.
That's your truth. That's what you believe. I know it's a complete lie, but I'm not going to go.
Hold on just a damn minute.
You know? You and I play golf, and you're acting like you're some kind of scratch handicapper, and you need one of those suction cups at the end of your putter to get the ball out of the hole. That's
you
no
know
scratch handicap
damn
guy.
Well, you can look up the stats. Now, of course, when I was playing, they didn't. You know, the internet hadn't caught up. They only go back a certain number of years.
Yeah, and I don't see your name.
But if you were to go to the organizational headquarters of the Washington Generals and request the all-time roster, you would find me under a fake name. Because I didn't want it to hurt my pro prospects that I played for the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about the Washington Generals.
I know plenty.
But it's very rare that they win a basketball game.
Were you on the team that won a game?
No.
I don't think you played for the Washington Generals. I don't think you played college ball. You didn't play for the Bucks.
I'm embarrassed to say this, Stan. Here's my truth. They paid us to throw the game and make the Globetrotters look good.
All right.
Now, that's front page news. I just gave you an exclusive.
Yeah, and how you beat Ken Venturi 3 times down on Marco Island, didn't you?
I beat him like a rented mule.
You have a suction cup to pull the ball out of the hole, and every time I play golf with you, the ranger comes up and says, speed up play.
You listen to me, you son of a bitch. I am such a dominant golfer. You're talking to a man who made Patty Berg cry.
You made her cry because you pushed her over. She was 90.
Yeah, well, she wasn't all that good.
What are you talking about? She's in the Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it. Because I was dominant. Just like I was for the Generals. I was one of the few Washington Generals allowed to score a basket.
You sure you ain't one of them that got their socks and their shorts pulled down?
Well, that's part of the contract, Sam.
Yep, where you had a bucket of confetti thrown over your head.
But it was my dream to play professional basketball, yeah, and I made it come true.
Well, you can't see it in any of the record books. What name did you go by when you were with the Generals so it wouldn't ruin your professional career?
Rob Basto.
When can we go out and play?
Anytime you want. I got nothing but time.
And just the cash is rolling in.
Oh, I'm telling you, this teleconference BS is the best thing to ever happen to a doctor.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
long funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
You don't have any of that in your grab bag?
No. And I'm glad. And if I saw it, I wouldn't play it.
Hey, no, everybody. But you should.
I don't want
to. You should.
Don't want to. Maybe I'll have it tomorrow. You're going to have to wait.
Because I'm going to tell you why.
Why? I don't want to know why. I honestly, I beg you, I don't want to know why. I'm pleading with you.
This will be another one of those things where you heard it here first on Stan and Haney.
All right.
And nobody even knows what we're talking about right now.
But if they followed us for a while, they know that they hear it here first.
But as you know, Stan, you must admit, I have psychic abilities.
Yeah, you look, I'd say you've proven psychic abilities, but I'd say out of 100 times, 2 or 3.
And those 2 or 3 rocked your world.
They were right. All right, everybody. Okay, your psychic abilities are about 25-30%.
Chris Cuomo was not long for CNN because it's going to turn out that he's all jacked up on steroids.
Yeah, he's juicing.
And has to go get the help he needs.
Okay. Let's write this down. Junior, time stamp it and write it down. October 1st, 2020, Haney predicts, and he's right 30% of the time, max. I'd say closer to 20, but 30, let's 30. October 1st, 2020, at 2:20.
Ooh.
Haney predicts Chris Cuomo will be leaving CNN to get the help he needs.
And you know what? A lot of times, I'm like Nostradamus.
Yeah.
You don't realize I'm right until years later.
Yeah, and you got to read Haney's quatrain.
Yeah, because you'll say, well, that's impossible. The man has passed away. And I'll go, all I can do is tell you what I am being told.
Yeah, a man called Hister.
Yep. And then years later you go, wait a second.
Yeah.
I didn't think that the man has sons.
Yeah.
What?
Hister.
Because you said it was impossible, and yet it happened, and you haven't given me credit for that one.
In quatrain.
Wait, with Tweety?
Quatrain 23.
Yeah. And you've not given me credit for that one, because you said it was impossible.
Okay, all right. See, Junior has the pictures. He's going to get the help he needs, but I'll tell you, that's a nice flounder he caught. Like, that's a soul.
Not that's his wife.
Oh, by the way, and I gotta bring it to you. I gotta put it in a special box. Mike Lindell sent us some stuff.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And I guess in the coming weeks he'd start. He would greatly appreciate if you and I would start mentioning some products.
Well, are we gonna get to interview him?
I would like that.
And I'll bring up the fact that you haven't always been that nice in the past.
The COVID cure was a little worse. Here's what you got. Here's what you got. And I guess you got one more thing coming. You got a...
I got another thing coming?
You're darn right you do. You got a Mike Lindell premium MyPillow.
Is it autographed?
No.
Oh.
You've got his Giza sheets.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And you've got his super absorbent towels.
You know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to throw out all my towels because I don't appreciate my towels being a swimming pool.
Yeah, look at this. This is enough to line a swimming pool. Yeah, so he sent us a bunch of stuff today.
I love Mike Lindell.
He's something. American made. From cocaine addict to entrepreneur. Or crack addict. That's what his book was.
Yep. And he has all this success. Writes the book to help other people.
Yep.
Always make sure you can see that cross.
Yep. And now you got a set of a queen-size Giza sheets.
And he's friends with President of the United States.
That's right. And now we're kind of tied, you know, degrees of separation. We're tied into that.
So now we're on our way
into that group that includes Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder.
Yep. And then we can go and be with those that father and son. For
yes.
What are they? What do they sell?
I don't know. But it's we want to get it shipped out right away.
Right. It comes in a bag or a bucket.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But we want it.
Yep.
We're going to take a break.
That's when you know you've made it.
Yes. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes today. We got the local beat, our question of the week, a few other things as well. You know what? I'm looking at Chris Cuomo. That picture that Junior
put up. Oh, he's juiced, man.
Of him and his wife.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know what? You have a good percent chance, this quatrain, that prediction.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, I've suspected it, but the way that he went after Ted Cruz, he was, like, turning red.
Yeah. Well, you got it. Well, he could be. I don't know. I don't know.
Out of...
You predicted it, not me.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, like, it was way off kilter. The emotions that he was going through were not appropriate to the conversation.
He's got a mighty good-looking wife, though. That's a good catch.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, Junior. You remember that parody song I asked you to do the first time you were employed here?
Yeah.
You remember how that went?
Ooh wee ooh, I look just like Bernie Sanders.
Oh, and you're just like AOC.
Oh, yeah. Still have that somewhere.
Yeah, you want to work on it?
It's probably in your email.
It's not my email.
Unless you deleted it.
It's not in my email. How do you figure it's in my email?
Because I sent it to you.
I mean, that's several years ago. I think he probably purges, you know.
Yeah.
You know, with hammers and bleach bits.
Yeah. Yeah. Haney, please. Let's. Oh, by the way, as long as we're on the topic, and then I want to leave it. I got my requested mail-in ballot.
That's fine.
Today.
That's
requested.
Fine. That's fine.
And for the first time in my life, now I've been a registered Republican, moderate. For the first time in my life, I pulled the main lever. All R. First time I've ever done it. Because I went and I looked and I would see for who they are. Oh, this one will be a Democrat. I'm even, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit, in the past I've voted Democrat for president. Not this time. It's in the mail now. And I made sure my wife copied me. And she did willingly.
Well, that's important.
Yes, it is. We have to have a united household.
In all seriousness, that's what needs to happen this election.
I did all R.
Because if enough people do that, maybe it will occur to them that, hey, this whole hate America thing isn't working. Wow. Maybe we should try being pro-American.
Yeah, because I even voted for Frank Mann. And that was tough.
Well... It's rare that Frank loses, but I know that tree haunts him.
Grab bag brought to you by the Peter.
Even the greats lose once in a while, and that damn tree.
That old tree of his, he wanted to save it.
And he spent a lot of time trying to save that tree.
Yep. You know, but this all talking, I hate talking politics, and I'm getting the help that I need.
There's a pandemic that's sweeping the nation. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. This terrible disease is affecting anyone who watches campaign commercials. Politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum. Symptoms include yawning, rolling eyes, switching channels, fast-forwarding,
and even
depression. If you're suffering from politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseum, now there's help. Try whiskey.
Yeah.
Take one shot when you see your first commercial. Then take another and another. Pretty soon, you won't care what's on TV. You may even pass out. Either way, whiskey will help you with politicia disgustia vomitosa ad nauseam.
Stan and Haney.
I am totally wasted, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Stan and Haney. Oh, look, you know, the NFL
The what?
The National Football League is the NFL.
And you were the only one at your radio station that could do it.
Yep.
They had to fire a guy, right?
They didn't fire a guy.
Didn't the NFL complain that he didn't say the N properly?
No,
that Don't was, you have anybody
that was,
there?
That was Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
Saw in the paper today, he bought it for $15 million. The Rock bought the XFL. Going to bring the season back in 2022. The XFL returns with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, as commissioner, owner, everything, 2022. But tonight we have NFL. And it's one that you can't miss.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The 0-3 Denver Broncos versus the 0-3 New York Jets. One thing's for sure, somebody's going to win. See you tonight on the NFL Network. Losers.
Boy, they sandbag Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I know. I don't do they.
It's like where they will move heaven and earth to make sure the Sunday night game is good. It's like they do the same thing on the opposite end of the spectrum Thursdays.
Now, I don't know about this season, but weren't they already pre-made before the season starts? That's going to be the Thursday game. I know that Sunday night football has the option to get a sweet game.
But I mean, you know, with a few surprises thrown in, at least you're aware of the media markets that you're dealing with. So that's why you get the Jets, because it's New York, even though no one will watch.
Yep.
But even when they make the schedule, it's like in the springtime, they have some idea of who will be competitive and who won't.
Talk about fast and talk about the man to do it. Weird Al Yankovic just released a funny song about Tuesday night's debate. Not joking. Here it is.
I ran out of questions, but still got a while. It's time to drop some bars. Let's see how you freestyle.
In Europe, they live their forest cities. They call forest cities. It's a forest city.
You know, he talks about the art of the deal. China's perfected the art of the steal.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
He's just afraid.
Boy, stand back and stand by.
But he said there were very fine people on both sides. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon on hurricanes.
The cars have computers all over the place.
Who's it gonna be?
They want to take out the cows. The cows.
In the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're gonna be begging you to put a stop to this pretty please.
Keep yapping, man.
The people don't understand.
He doesn't have a plan.
Who's it gonna be?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
Leave it to Weird Al, man.
And by the way, I know that you looked at me like I was nuts when I said that Biden was throwing around Islamic slang. It's been confirmed.
Yep. And it's also, we saw a picture sent to us. I'll show you. He was wired.
Mm-hmm.
He was wired.
Yep. Well, the next day you always find out what I tell you is
true. And when Jill Biden went and hugged him at the end, that's when she took the stuff off him, in case they checked afterwards.
Oh, yeah, because she could hide it under that huge mask.
That big old mask. Okay, speaking about a mask, this is just some picked up audio. A guy in a subway refuses to wear a mask and screams a bunch of nonsense about freedom and claims they're breaking the law. One of the employees tries to explain that it's a private property deal, but the guy's having nothing to do with it. He's just going nuts.
I have freedom. I have rights. Serve the people.
I have the right to not get
arrested. Yeah, but you have your rights. I'm not forcing you. You're forcing me. I am free.
Sir.
You're breaking the law. You're bullying them. I'm not. I'm all damaged. No, I'm not wearing a mask. I need to breathe.
Easy, easy. You're sounding a lot like, acting like a lot like Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, roid rage.
Yeah.
There's too many people, Stan.
Going underground.
Too many people.
Looking for their piece of cake.
when they changed all the immigration stuff in the 60s, they messed it all up.
Yeah, they did. I don't read that far back, though. I can't. I like reading a nice piece of Star Trek fiction.
You know what? Me too. I mean, that's virtually all I read.
Salute to this guy.
It's hard to know when to trust alien races.
Yes, it is.
And you can't tell by looking at them.
No, you can't.
Because some of the cutest ones are stone cold killers.
They'll smile and all, and then spit some acid at you.
Yeah, they look like they're kind of like a Shih Tzu, and then it turns out they'll kill you.
Yep.
And then something that looks like a raging bull.
Yep.
Very nice. Peaceful. Yep. And very intelligent. They'll give you the fighters you need to protect your planet.
This guy got very emotional because it was a level of commitment seen very seldomly. A guy biked from Poo Poo Point, Washington State to Pee Pee Creek, Ohio. It took him 36 days. He did it to raise money for charity, and he finally finished.
Dude, I'm really crying right now. It's so stupid. It's Pee Pee Creek.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, what
you
am
should
I doing
be interviewed
here?
By Chris Cuomo.
Oh, I feel good, though. Oh, I feel good. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, there's Poo Poo Point. And then he was off to pee pee.
And he's highly amused by this. And nobody, because he's doing it for a good cause, nobody has the heart to tell him he's the only one amused by that. Everybody else went, oh, yeah, I can see where that should be funny, but it's really not.
Something like 36 days.
Yeah. I'll bet you. He has Forrest Gump on VHS, and it's worn out.
Might be where he got the idea. Before I continue, I don't forget it when we take the break. A little after 3 o'clock, before the local beat. AC/DC released a 30-second sample of new music.
For real, this isn't one of your computer tunes,
no.
Is it?
This is completely for real. I'll give you the details
about
it.
Do you have it?
Yes. And I'll play it after 3 o'clock. And the thing is, and I'll tell you right now, you hear it and you start getting...
Yeah, you're ready to rock.
...pumped and ready to go, and then they stop it because it's a... And there's not even a date set for the album's release. But they teased the other day on their website with a picture of the band, and everybody's back.
Even Cliff?
Yes. Hold on. I'll tell you this now, and I'll say it again later. The band released a new photo confirming that three members who left the group around the time of the Rock or Bust tour are back. Phil Rudd's back. Brian Johnson's back. Cliff Williams is back, along with Angus Young and Stevie Young.
There you go.
They have an album. Their single, which they're going to get ready. They only tease it. It's called Shot in the Dark. I'll have it for you. The sample in just a little bit.
I'll give
you a little more detail.
Happy to hear that. Because those are all good guys. And, you know, when you have a band like that long, and then you lose one of the founding members, and then you've got your singer has a problem, and you've got obligations to tour, and you have to go out with another singer and all that.
Yeah.
And then people are making the decision, okay, I'm done with this, I'm retiring. Let a little time pass, let it calm down.
I'll give you the details that I know and the little snippet in about 15, 20 minutes. Did you see this story? A 36-year-old guy from Louisiana.
Yes.
Got arrested.
In the closet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. After he was caught living in a 15-year-old girl's closet.
It's okay. He's her boyfriend, Stan.
Yeah, that's... Met online. He came over, went in. Parents there didn't even know. Lived there.
How could a 36-year-old go and live in another man's house while he's having his way with his daughter?
And have you seen his picture? Jeez. He lived there a month.
I mean, that's zero shame.
She helped him hide and keep him from the parents. Here you go. This is...
I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, you would.
Kids can be doing things under our noses and in your house that could shock you.
He and the young lady came up with the idea that he could just stay in her room if he hid in the closet whenever the parents came in. They kept the bedroom door closed and locked, and whenever somebody came to the door, it gave him an opportunity to quickly run and hide in the closet and open up the door as if maybe she was changing or something.
You brought up the point, Haney, you know, how can parents have another grown man living under their
room? No, I meant how can he mentally just have any respect for himself?
My old man would not allow my sisters to keep their doors locked at all times because he reminded them, this is my house. And... they weren't allowed to go out on dates unless the boy that was taking them out came to the front door, knocked, and he interrogated them. They got out. My sisters...
Well, he offered him a whiskey first, didn't he?
He would tempt them sometimes, see if they'd take it. What do you mean, you're not old enough to drink? Get out of my house.
What a prince of a man. And that's why you're you.
That's not... I I've said the story before, but I will never forget it.
So you're taking my little girl out, huh?
That calls for a toast.
Yeah. Name your poison, son. Oh, this guy's cool. Yeah. Right. Johnny Walker's fine. Yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Get out of my house. You're not old enough to drink, you jerk.
I hate you, Daddy.
My sister Susan had her boyfriend come to the house one day. Again, we lived on a farm and it was a long road up to our front door. And he was in the car and front door was open, screen door was open. He pulls up on the horn saying that he's here. And there goes my sister running down the stairs, heading out the door. And my old man said, "You stop right there." "What, Dad? He's outside. He's waiting to..." "What? Sit down." She comes over into the living room. She sits down on the chair. And my sister starts crying. "No, no. You're going out with this? He can come to the door, identify himself, and then he can escort you to his car." My sister's just losing it. Sure enough, he turns the key off, walks up to the door, starts banging on the screen door. "Hey! Susan! Susan!" My old man walked to the door. "Come in. Have a seat." By this time, my sister runs into her room, and he goes, "What? Who the hell do you think you are? You're taking my daughter out, and you're honking your horn in the driveway? Don't you ever come to my house looking to take my daughter out and you're honking the horn." That smart-ass punk, and I knew who he was. I went to school with him. He was a grade younger than me. Smart-ass punk. By the time he left, it was, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, I apologize, sir." He wouldn't tolerate any of this. That's why I see a story living in the girl, 15-year-old's room for a month. Some 36-year-old guy. Not under my old man's roof.
Well,
and God help him if he caught him. God help him.
Oh, yeah. He would have been hurt bad. And if he was allowed to live, then your father's associates would go after him for back rent.
It wouldn't surprise me.
What do you mean, back rent? You lived in this man's house for several months.
Yep. It's a beautiful home. This is a beautiful home. Comfortable room. I believe that's a pillow top mattress.
You
plus
know,
shag carpeting.
Had your way with the man's daughter?
Yeah.
Seems like you were provided with some valuable service.
You know, I don't know what he's going to charge you for this, but I know the joint I run, that's $350 a night.
Hold on. $350? Like that's pretty low end. You know, you got to realize that's a 15-year-old girl we're talking about.
That's prime. Yeah, you can hear that conversation.
I mean, last time I checked, your name ain't Hunter Biden, okay?
The New York Yankees advanced in the playoffs, but they also achieved something else. They were part of the longest 9-inning game in baseball history.
Oh, sweet Jesus. They broke the record?
There were delays. There was other things going on. The long play, rain delay. The game started, I think, 8 o'clock. It ended past 1 a.m. in the morning.
0-2, the count to DJ LeMahieu. A bouncer back up the middle and through! Urshela comes around to score, and DJ LeMahieu on an 0-2 pitch has given the Yankees a 10-9 lead. 2-2. On the appeal, he swung the bat, and the New York Yankees have swept the Indians. They've punched their ticket to the division series.
And
what an exercise in futility.
Yeah. From 8 o'clock to past 1 o'clock.
Did the Indians even play Vaughn?
No, they didn't. They should have. Willie Mays Hayes played Vaughn.
Yeah. What's that other guy? Pedro Serrano? Was that it?
Yeah. When we come back, we'll have the local beat for
you. Well, I guess after that loss, they'll be moving to Miami.
But we'll also have the sample of the brand new AC/DC song.
I don't know that we should do that. That may be dangerous because you only have 30 seconds
of it.
That's
all they gave America. 30 seconds. That's all they gave the world. 30 seconds.
Because that will create the desire to rock. And there's no follow through.
Yep.
There's nowhere for that energy to go.
I felt that way when I first heard it. It's what they call in the business a teaser.
And so it's only 30 seconds.
I don't know when the album's coming out.
It's only 30 seconds, but it has a name, you said.
Oh, yeah. The name of the song already is Shot in the Dark. That's the song. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Very cruel.
Yes, 96K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons. 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Told you we got the local beat coming up. I'm going to give you the AC/DC teaser, our question of the week later on, chance to win. We'll play Stan's Three Strikes. But Haney, I have some news that just came to me from Key West.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I'm going to explain. Let me explain.
I was just thinking about Key West.
Again, you're psychic. 30% of the time you're accurate.
No, I'm very serious. I was just talking about it.
About 5 years ago, Haney and I were in Key West. Might be 6 years ago.
It was, it had to be.
Yeah, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking for some entertainment. And we saw in one of the magazines, you know, your local entertainment
magazines. Yeah, the tourist things, yeah.
come to such and such a bar and performing.
Because when we go down there, I like, once we know we're going, I like to see, okay, who's going to be playing then? Where should we go?
Right.
Have some sort of plan.
And performing live, the Key West legend himself, Bill Blue.
And that kind of surprised us because we've been going to Key West for a long time.
Decades.
And had never heard of the guy.
Key West legend Bill Blue and his fabulous band going to be playing.
And I'm like, Stan, how did we miss this guy? He's a Key West legend.
Well, we asked around. Nobody heard of him.
Yeah.
He liked to bill himself as a Key West legend, Bill Blue, but nobody heard of him. We went and saw him perform live, and we knew why. Nobody heard of him. Coming out with a comeback album, his first recording since 1972.
And he didn't seem to enjoy performing because he'd feature everybody in the band except him.
And drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was god-awful. In fact, well, I'll save that. Our buddy Rhino down in Key West just texted me. And he said, hey... And this is, hey, I know you're no fan, and you don't like him, but Bill Blue is having surgery today. Guess that's the buzz down in Key West. Problem with his throat, either larynx or cancer in the larynx and all that. They say he's going in for surgery today, never going to sing, never going to talk again. And this was, and
that's a little difficult given the way he makes his living.
Yep, because he used to crank call us, because he heard we were bad mouthing him, because we didn't know what he did, and he's no legend.
But God bless him. I hope the surgery has the best possible outcome.
To listen to your message, press 2.
Hey, head and hand job. Key West legend Bill Blue here. That's right, sticks. I'm a Key West legend, but you two wouldn't know a legend of a bitch in a fucking ass. I just want to let you know that I'm well aware of you two fucking trashing my good name and music on 96K. So, you saw me fucking play live one time, did you? Well, big fucking deal. You ever think someone could be having a bad fucking night? Fuck you. Who the fuck are you guys? Two fucking big shot shitheads, huh? You ain't fucking nothing. I just got a little warning for you two suckers. So help me, if you two asswipes want to keep this up, I'll ruin your careers. And I have the clout to do it, too. Try me, motherfuckers. You're a f***er with the wrong guy. Music is my life. My life, you f***ers. You know, when my new album comes out, I'm going to personally show to both of your motherfucking asses so deep, you'll spit it out of your sucking mouth. Take it as gospel from me, Key West legend himself.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. You have pressed an incorrect key. You have pressed an incorrect key.
F*** you.
Sorry you're having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye.
That's Bill Blue.
Brilliant guitarist, entertainer, and songwriter Bill Blue.
Legend.
Is a Key West legend.
Blue moved
to Key West in the early 1980s. After touring for 18 years.
We would have known.
You know who he toured with?
Who?
The Bill Blue Band. Music lovers in Key West over the past 30 years couldn't be happier about that decision.
That he toured away from Key West for 17 years?
He toured for 18 years with the Bill Blue Band. But he gave that all up.
Yeah.
And formed the Bill Blue Band.
Key West legend.
Yep. So his claim to fame is that he once toured for 18 years with Bill Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, they say he's not going to talk or sing. Okay. Thank you, Rhino.
He did make a point, though. In fairness to Bill Blue, we did only see him that one time.
That was enough.
And based on that, there won't be a second time. But, I mean, I don't know what he was like in his heyday.
No,
because nobody in Key West knew he had a heyday in Key West.
And I mean, we knew a lot of people in Key West.
Heaney, we would do a week's worth of shows down in Key West, and we would have live entertainment for 4 hours a day.
The mayor would come down and proclaim it Stan and Haney
yes.
Day.
And every musician under the sun. And when we were back down, you ever hear who? Key West legend.
No, I mean, we introduced Key West legends that had never met each other.
I know. All the best to them. At least we won't be getting crank phone calls anymore, because that's not the only one we got.
Really? I don't remember another one.
Oh, you don't? You don't remember him calling another time?
No.
Oh, really? Let me see if I can find that one. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Well, the man's having surgery. I don't know that it's appropriate to, you know, relive that type of stuff. It was just one performance we saw, and we agree that it was at best substandard.
Yes.
And he had an unhealthy fascination with the ladies' room to the point that the women would just hold it because somebody else could be singing a song and he'd go back up to the mic and comment on the ladies coming in and out of the bathroom.
And it bothered him, and a lot of places had to ask him not to perform there.
Yeah, and they would, you know, once he started in on them, they'd leave.
Yeah.
To listen to your message, press 2.
Hey, Stephen Harvey. Key West legend Bill Blue calling again. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but some Fort Myers fans stopped by my bar and my trailer home. Reason to say, you son of a bitches are making me out to be some kind of laughing stock. I told them to go fuck themselves. Because I know I have a big following up your way, thanks to 96K. You two are cool dudes, and I don't take kind of saying bad things about me. You guys know I'm Key West legend, and I rock. Just want you to be on the lookout for anyone up your way who are fucking around with my career. Peace.
You've pressed an incorrect key. Message erased.
All right.
We wish him the best.
Yes. Bill Blue. Now to the teaser.
So Rhino knows him?
I guess, well, he didn't know him. He asked around. And I think out of 20, because he drives a bus, one person knew him. And then I guess today, word on the street was Bill Blue is having his larynx removed.
And so that's what he's mainly famous for now?
Yeah, that he's having surgery.
Okay.
And that he'll never talk and walk. I mean, walk and sing and
no,
talk.
You're thinking about Gerald Ford.
AC/DC have shared a snippet of Shot in the Dark, their first taste of new music in almost 6 years. A 30-second tease of the song was posted on their website. The band is rumored to be preparing the release of a new album, which will be its first since 2014's Rock or Bust. AC/DC also released a new band photo confirming that three members who left the group around the time of the Rock or Bust tour, drummer Phil Rudd, singer Brian Johnson, and bassist Cliff Williams, have all returned to the lineup. In fact, all three musicians, along with founding lead guitarist Angus Young and rhythm guitarist Stevie Young, can be seen in a red-tinted still photo on their website. This is going to just juice you up, and then you're going to go, oh, you've got to be kidding.
So, they're not saying much.
They're not saying a whole heck of a lot.
So, it's the picture that lets us know they're back,
mm-hmm.
And 30 seconds of music,
yep.
That's it.
Here it is.
No!
See what I mean? It's like, oh, damn! Just enough to wet the whistle. And then they say, you got to wait.
Some tasty licks there,
yes,
Angus.
Yes, sir.
And Cliff is just rock solid on that base.
But you know what? I am so glad, because we didn't know if they were going to be together as a band again ever. And I'm so glad they're back together. We've shared some good times with members of that band. They're great guys. And I'm so glad that they're going to be putting out new music, new album. And I guess some of the songs they said on the album were written or inspired by Malcolm. So that'll be good.
Yeah. Well, they'll be great songs. I've been inspired by Malcolm my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, they were great. Angus, Malcolm, our buddies.
Think Brian, about how Cliff. Long we have been rocking with AC/DC.
Since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
And they never let us down.
Never, because you know what you're getting. Let's do the local beat. This, I guess it's supposed to be good news, but I have a bunch of question marks because, once again, a big, huge push to revitalize downtown is in full swing because there's a whole lot of construction going on.
Is that because the drug dealers stole the lots?
Yeah, that's on the other side of town. Fort Myers News Press, you can read the full article there. It's a good piece about what's going on downtown. Of course, you got the Luminary Hotel, which opened to big fanfare. That's now open for business.
Where is that?
Right down downtown. It's in the
is it the same hotel?
I think it is.
I thought that was a senior citizen's
home. Either that
home.
Or it's a new... No, that somebody backed out of that. Let me just tell you what's here. Most of this stuff is by Centennial Park. Centennial Park, as we know it, or knew it, is kind of being changed over.
No.
Well, here's... Let me tell you what's going on. Headline, Fort Myers News Press. Read the whole story there if you'd like. Downtown Fort Myers construction intensifies with amphitheater, restaurant, and other projects. The completion of the 12-story, 243-room Luminary Hotel marks not the end, but the beginning of a downtown Fort Myers makeover. They're making everything over. Last week, the part of Centennial Park north of Edwards Drive, between Heitman and Dean Streets, was fenced off by WCG, which is Wright Construction Crews. They are transforming that part of the park into a new amphitheater to be used for outdoor concerts. And that should be ready by the summer of 2021. Meanwhile, what had been the City Pier building, and most recently, the Art of the Olympians Museum, is being renovated and converted into the Oxbow, a riverfront restaurant at 1300 Hendry Street. The Oxbow, owned by Mainsail, which developed the Luminary, projects to be open in March of 2021. Total price tag for hotel, restaurant, amphitheater, convention center upgrades, which they did, $92 million being sunk into downtown. About $1 million in city funds were allocated to construction of the Oxbow, that's the restaurant. Mainsail, its owners, paying about $3 million. This according to City of Fort Myers spokesperson Stephanie Schaefer. We were just talking about it yesterday. They were thinking about moving the Robert E. Lee bust over there, but now they got to move this. The statue of the Black Union soldier east of the Uncommon Friends statue will now have to be moved to a more prominent location along the sidewalk fronting the river to create more room for the amphitheater, This according to architect Kevin Williams.
Will that be safe?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it's a black Union soldier.
Yes.
I'm sure there's something wrong with it, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Finger on it.
Yeah, I'd hope that'd be safe.
It's a big footprint, said Joe Collier, CEO of the Tampa-based Mainsail, which signed a 99-year lease with the city for the land on which the luminary was built. The amphitheater, he says, to me, is one of the least talked about things, but it is going to be very exciting for locals. Music programs we're going to be offering will be outstanding. So they're tearing up the whole place down there. The harbor side is called something else now. They renovated that. They're building restaurants. They got the hotel. They're building the big amphitheater.
But we already had great shows in Centennial Park.
I know that, but I told you, as we remember it, it's changed. And I guess all of it's going to be done sometime in 2021.
I will never forget playing Centennial Park. We were opening for ZZ Top. And it was such a great atmosphere. The weather was perfect, and I was playing right as the sun went down. And I remember standing on that stage playing my guitar and looked over at the sun and thought, you know what? Life is pretty, pretty good right now.
Yep. And they say it's going to make it better. But every time they go and plan something for downtown, it never follows through.
That's cursed.
Yep. We'll be back. Give you a chance to win when we come back. We're standing
in an old tale the Calusa tell.
Yeah. Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Everybody, Stan and Haney. Sorry, Haney and I are talking.
Betting. Yeah.
We were talking.
Betting matters.
Betting matters. You know, pillows and mattress toppers.
Because we're now close personal friends with Mike Lindell.
Yes, and he's asked us in the coming weeks to help sell some pillows and stuff. So no need to worry about it right now because we'll be able to get you a great deal.
Coming attractions.
Yep. We're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic if we have any today. And I'll tell you right now, if we don't have any traffic today, I'm dropping the traffic segment because it serves no purpose.
Well, didn't they show up at the last possible minute yesterday?
With one thing, and I believe Junior culled that from another source.
Oh, so they're really not doing anything.
Well, let's take a look. I'm going to take a look right now.
Whose job is it to talk to them?
I don't know. Nothing since 1 o'clock. Nothing posted since 1 o'clock today. So that segment could be quickly coming to an end.
Now, can you see if they like busy in the morning and then just slack off in the afternoon?
What happens is when things go, they'll drop off, and when they drop everything off, then you'll just see something that they leave up there from like 6 o'clock in the morning. Half hour, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour from now, our question of the week. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Three Strikes. It's a lot like the Family Feud, but not exactly. We'll have a question, top 10 answers on the board or category. And then we'll open up the phone lines. First person can go and sweep. Get it all and win. If they strike out, three strikes, you're out. We'll move to the next caller where they can steal. They need to name the remaining things on the board. They strike out, we'll go on, so on down the call bank until all answers are revealed. A person may have to answer only one thing that's left on the board. And if they answer it correctly and all answers are revealed, the winner is going to get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream and a parking pass. And the cool thing about it, you don't have to come down here and pick it up. You don't have to go to the park and pick it up. It'll be sent to you via email to your home.
So that's how the game's played. I got a list category. Let's play Stan's Three Strikes. I will release the phones after I give the category. The average person says it takes about 90 minutes before they really feel awake in the morning. And Mondays are the hardest day of the week to wake up. Top 10 answers on the board to this. Things that help us wake up. Get up in the morning. These are the top 10 things people say, they were surveyed, that help us wake up. 277-9600. Phones have been released. Let's play Stan's Three Strikes, the category. Top things that help us wake up. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, top 10 answers on the board. Things that help us wake up. You've got three strikes. Go.
How about coffee?
You betcha coffee's on there. That's the number one answer on the board. Coffee. Yep, you're on a roll. You've got right, one down, three strikes. What?
How about an alarm clock, Dan?
An alarm clock. Well, you know the alarm clock's going to go off, so that doesn't count. That's a strike. Two more to go. You're already up. The alarm clock has awakened you, but you're really not awake. These are things that help you wake up, and you were right with that first one, coffee.
How about exercise, Dan?
Exercise. I'm going to give it to you. Number nine on the board, go for a walk. Get up in the morning. Feeling like crud, I'm going to go for a good long walk. It's on the board. Two strikes, two down. Go.
How about a good breakfast?
A good breakfast. Strike two. It's all right. You got one more strike to go, and there's plenty of answers left. Go.
I'm drawing a blank. How about swimming?
Strike three. Things we do. Think about your morning routine. You don't have to follow along with this one.
What?
Your morning routine. What do you do to help you wake up?
I don't even like the thought of it.
I know. I know, Haney. I knew when we were getting ready to do this game that it does not pertain to you.
Okay.
277-9600.
Do you mind signing this permission slip to that effect?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Corey from Naples.
Hey, Corey, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right.
All right, you got three strikes. Top 10 things that help us wake up. We already have drinking coffee. We already have exercising, going for a walk. What else do you think's on there? You got three strikes.
How about some breakfast?
I just said that there. Strike one.
Yeah, that's what I get. How about a smart pillow that helps wake you up?
Oh, a what?
A smart pillow. It wakes you up. My kid told me that one. What, I don't know.
Strike two.
What?
Oh, God.
What?
This is bad.
Yeah, and there's so many obvious answers. Now, there's a few on here that I wouldn't necessarily do or recommend, but there's a chunk of answers that are very obvious.
Hot shower.
There we go. Number three on the board, taking a shower.
Right.
Yeah, you got one to give here. One more strike, but you got one. Go.
About some sweet loving in the morning.
Strike three. Strike three. That way you never get out of bed. Recent survey done. Surveyed people, asking them the top things that help them wake up. So far, we have revealed three of the 10. Drinking coffee, taking a shower, going for a walk, or exercising. Plenty to go. Three strikes. Jeez. Ahoy, who's this? No. Can't even. This is our phones. do you know that I'm going to probably have to go see another doctor for a busted eardrum?
Hey.
What?
What?
Three strikes.
Ahoy, who's this? Turn your radio down.
This is Patrick from Naples.
Patrick from Naples. You got three strikes. We already have drinking coffee, taking a shower, going for a walk or exercising. Three strikes, seven remaining, go.
How about a pet?
A pet? Animal. A pet?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I hung up on him by accident. He's got more. He had more strikes.
But you judged that he was unworthy.
I got a little traumatized by that because that should have been on the list, and he gave a very valid point. My cat starts at about 4:30 in the morning. I don't need an alarm clock. I'd like a night's sleep. I'm sorry. You know what? If he calls back, we'll give him a consolation prize. My bad on that. My mistake.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, three strikes. We got drinking coffee, taking a shower, going for a walk.
Getting sunlight?
Getting sunlight. Let me see if there's any way. That going for a walk, you'd probably get some sunlight. Strike one. Go ahead. Things that help us wake up in the morning.
Prescription stimulant.
Strike two.
What was that? I think buzzer that's bell? Valid, Stan.
It's not there. Go ahead.
Go to bed on time.
Strike three. That's called three straight pitches and a whiff. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Odias Fisher from Cape Coral.
What's your first name?
Odias.
What do the people call you for short?
Odie.
Odie. Can I call you Odie?
You sure can.
All right, friend. Odie. We have drinking coffee, taking a shower, going for a walk. These are things that help us wake up, Odie. And you got seven left, three strikes, go.
All right, kids will get you up in the morning.
Kids, not there, strike one.
A job.
Strike two. Now, realizing they say it takes 90 minutes to wake up in the morning, so you know you have to go to work, have to go to school, you got kids. These are things that you're up now. You're walking around the house. These are things to help you wake up. People say they're in a daze for 90 minutes. These are things that, you know, wake you up.
Oh, things that'll wake me up, man. My wife's smiling face.
Strike three. I'm this close. These things are so obvious. Now, I don't need to do some of these things to wake me up, but it is part of my routine as I'm walking around the house in a daze.
Well, you know,
to do
some of them have been mentioned, but you can never go wrong with the three S's.
What's that? I know. I already know.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, James from Lehigh.
James?
Yeah.
James, we got drinking coffee, taking a shower, going for a walk. Give me, there's seven more. You got three strikes. Things that thinking, help you wake up.
I'm thinking brushing your teeth.
Yeah, number two on the board, James.
All right.
All right, you got one down. You still got all of your strikes. Go.
You already did exercises. You already did the energy drinks.
I didn't do energy drinks.
Energy drinks.
Strike two.
Come on, what do you think, boss?
Now, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint, James.
Okay.
It's not necessarily an energy drink, but you are drinking something the first time you get up in the morning, or sometimes, especially, I know some people, they'd like to take some of this to keep by their bed so that they, in case during the night they need something. But it is drinking something.
And it's not a five-hour energy drink?
No. Is that a guess, or you want me to just...
He already said that.
It's not an energy drink. It's not a none of that. Go.
A protein shake.
Strike three.
Does that guy keep a five-hour energy by his bed in case he wakes up?
In the middle of the night, oh, man, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to go to the bathroom, and I could use something to drink. Ah, a five-hour energy. He did get one of them, brushing your teeth. What else is on here? I'll take a few more, and then I'm going to reveal all the answers. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris.
Yes. We have drinking coffee, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, going for a walk, or exercising. What else helps us get going in the morning?
Drinking water.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get James to say. Drinking water, number 6 on the board. You got all of your strikes left. We have 1, 2, 3. We got 5 left. 3 strikes.
Watching TV.
Number 7 on the board. I know I go and throw on that Fox and Friends, and I'm happy as a clam. All 3 of them.
Listening to music.
Let me ask you this. You got the list, or are you guessing?
No, I'm just
guessing. Be honest with me. Be honest with me. All right. Yeah, number 10's listening to music. Turn on the radio, turn on some tunes. Yeah, you got all your strikes. 3 left.
They already said breakfast. They said energy drink.
3 seconds. Need an answer.
Not much sure.
Strike. Are you completely out of answers? Call him back to the dugout.
I think so.
Call him back
so, yeah.
to the dugout. He was on a roll. I thought for sure he might have had the list. Well, I'll go give another person a chance, then I'll go over the whole list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, go ahead, yeah. Nate. 3 strikes. There's 1, 2, 3 left.
Let's go to the bathroom.
You know, I would think that would be on there automatically, but it is not on the list. Strike 1. I would think that would be there.
How about smoking a cigarette?
You know what? That should be there, too. Strike 2.
What about shaving?
Strike 3.
All right.
You know what? But they all should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
They all... Look, I'll tell you. I wake up in the morning. I turn on the TV. I go have a cool smoke. I go and make some coffee. You know, and if necessary...
And then nature calls.
And then nature calls. Here's the list.
Just a matter of, you know, how many news stories you can take in before it does.
Yep. A recent survey was done. The average person says it takes them 90 minutes before they're really awake. They really feel awake. Mondays are the hardest days of the week, the hardest day of the week. Top 10 things that help us wake up based on you, the people. Number 10, listening to music. Number 9, going for a walk. Nobody got this one. One of the first things I do, turn on the computer, check my email, check everything that's going on. That's scrolling through your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter. Find out who's trolling you. Number 7, watching TV. Number 6, drinking a glass of water. Number 5, turning on lights. You're going through a dark house. Shades are all drawn.
Well, that's nature's way of telling you it's not time to get up.
Light means it is time to get up.
No, you said turning on lights.
Yeah.
It's a dark house.
Do you know that once we fall back, or even right now, that the sun's not coming up until about 8 o'clock, and there's a lot of people that have to be at work at 9?
So I'm not aware of that,
they're getting up in the dark.
Sure do enjoy it.
They sure do.
Having that sunshine in the evening, though.
Yeah. Number 4. Splashing some cold water on your face. Going into the bathroom and splashing cold water on your
face.
Nice
to have some sunlight when people are awake to enjoy it.
Most people have to get up in the... See,
how is it possible?
I've learned a great coping technique. I'm supposed to count to 5, and it's supposed to calm me down.
How is that nerve hanging on to life? Seriously, how is that still a live nerve?
I don't know how it's a live nerve. Maybe it's because I'm mad that I have to get up hours before the sun gets up.
Well, you know what? Maybe see if there's a procedure where, you know, you can get your bladder reinforced.
I'm going to have to start. Number three, taking a shower. Number two, brushing your teeth. And the key, the big number one, drinking coffee. Sorry we couldn't get a winner. But so there were some good answers. I mean, going out, having a smoke. There's nothing better than that morning smoke.
Really brings you to life.
Have a cup of coffee and a smoke, then that gets the other things rolling. Hold on, I've got to make a trip to the library. What do I got to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just get, and it starts today, makes it work good.
Yep, you know, once you get the endocrine system going.
You're going to take a break? We'll see if there's any traffic, so help me, I'm going to end it. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Okay, I gotta stop. Our producer, Junior, is eating something, and evidently it's not very tasty. He had the biggest look of just...
like a sour face?
Yes.
No, I'm a little tired, so I went over and got some coffee. It's got to be one of the worst cups of coffee I've ever had.
Oh, don't drink coffee from here.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not
Do you know when it was brewed?
That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea. It was probably brewed like 6 hours ago.
6 hours? No. That's from the morning crew.
Yeah, what happens?
Yeah, probably.
What happens? I, you know me. I love drinking coffee.
He's a coffee snob.
I think I am. Wait, I'll show you the thing I'm getting next for coffee, brewing coffee. They make coffee till about 9 o'clock in the morning here, and somebody about 10 till 9 will make that final pot of coffee. The coffee pot has not been cleaned for weeks. It's got that stuff all stuck to the sides, the stains. And they'll let it sit there, a half a pot, and it begins to not stay warm. It cooks. And the old, like sludge.
And there's chemistry going on.
And there is
things
chemistry.
Things are breaking down.
Correct. And then a lot of times people on the weekend will leave the pot on. And they come in on Monday and they find out that the whole coffee pot is burned to a crisp. The whole building stinks. You're drinking at least 7.5 hours worth of cooked coffee.
Yeah, it tastes like charred wood.
It's not good for you. It's going to make you sick. It's going to make you sick.
I yeah. You think he'll remember that?
Yep. He won't remember. I'm tired, though.
And he's still drinking it.
I'll power through.
Why don't you have some Pop Rocks or a Pixie
yeah,
Stick?
Yeah, Pixie Stick to help you, you know.
Am I allowed to have more Pop Rocks?
Yeah, as long as it's not my favorite flavor, because there's only one of them.
What, pink?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was two different kinds of pinks in there.
No, two different kinds of blues.
There's a pink, and then there's like a light pink.
I'm getting,
and it's all pink.
It's just all pink.
I'm getting this coffee maker next.
That looks involved.
It is, isn't it? Well, it's all about...
You know what? I got to have a serious conversation with you.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah. You know, Christmas is coming up.
And the goose is getting fat.
And I haven't pulled the trigger yet. But how upset... Because I know it's been an issue in the past.
Yeah.
How upset do you think your wife would be if my Christmas gift to you was yet another kitchen gadget?
She'd be very upset, but I wouldn't be. There's absolutely no more counter space left in my kitchen,
And I know I'm responsible for taking up a lot of it.
She had to buy, I think she got it at like Home Depot or something, one of these metal multi-shelves thing to put on the side of the wall so we can put additional appliances that don't fit on the counter. But me, I'll...
You'd probably be thrilled.
I'd be thrilled. I'd be completely thrilled.
Because I know I'm directly responsible for, and I mean directly responsible because I got them for you, two items that take up quite a bit of space.
Yeah.
And I'm indirectly responsible for a third. Mm-hmm. And that
was
that
was a fight.
Oh, that's a monster.
But it's for me, and she agrees, it's well worth it.
With your counter space, I think my influence takes up probably a third to a half of all counter space available.
Maybe even more.
And so if I add an additional one...
I'm not going to complain.
You would not be able to go into your kitchen without thinking, Haney, Haney, Haney.
Yeah.
Is it already that way?
Pretty close. I know I've got the grill thing.
Yep.
The Opti grill. I've got the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have the pressure cooker.
Yep.
Yeah. I like them all.
And your kitchen isn't the largest.
No, it's a very small kitchen. I got a condo.
And so if I were to add yet another appliance, that would be probably on par with the oven.
Oh, there's, I got nowhere to put it.
You'll find a place.
Yeah, I will. I will. All right, you know what? And I do want to get her. She's probably listening, or if not, I'll tell her when I get home this evening, and I'll get her response, and tomorrow I'll let you know what her reaction was.
Because I've tried to think of things other than that, but there's this one thing that keeps jumping out at me.
All right.
That says Stan.
All right. And then I've also been guilty of a lot of stuff. I bought the Emerald oven. I bought a movie theater popcorn machine.
Yes. Do you still have the grillery, or is that gone?
Oh, the original grillery? Long gone.
But you still have something like that, don't
yes.
you? Yes. For rotisserie chicken?
Yes. Well, the Emerald does it.
It's for rotisserie chicken only, right?
No, it does everything. It dehydrates.
Here
it
we
cooks
go. Here we go.
A 6-pound boiled.
Here we go. Now we're going to hear everything.
Steaks
about it.
But no, it has a rotisserie attachment to it, so that you can run there. Let's just take a look. At
now,
some headlines.
Is that on the counter or is that under in,
that's
in
on the
drawer?
Counter. That's on the counter. Here's what's on the shelf.
What do we have as far as available space or something that could go into one of the cabinets?
Zero. Something has to come down. On the counter right now, I have a blender, two ovens, what else have I got up there? I got one more appliance, and I know on the shelf.
And this is about, what would you say, 15, 20 square feet?
Yes. And on the shelf is two types of toasters, a pressure cooker.
You've got two toasters.
Different kinds.
Well, yeah, you got to have that.
The Opti grill, a crock pot. And
I forgot about your slow cooker
and the pressure cooker.
So I can't picture how that would work. Did you just put a big piece of plywood over the sink and set stuff there too?
No, but sometimes I have to. You know, if I'm doing multiple things, and you have no idea how mad I get when. And you know this, Junior, when you're preparing food, cutting up onions and mm-hmm. pepper, there's no place for me to do it. Usually do it on the coffee table.
Well, let me take these onions out to the living room and get them done.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. It's crazy. And then my wife just shakes her head. And then I said, well, I'll say to her, well, I want a new piece of appliance. And she's adorable. I love her so
much. I know. There was a giant battle over the second oven.
She will just shake her head and say, whatever you want, sweetheart. If it'll make you happy, get it.
But now she's happy with that second oven.
She likes it, yes. Yes, she does. Doesn't help the counter space at all.
By the way, a tip on that.
Yeah.
I've discovered as it starts to age.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll have to unplug it, wait, and plug it back in to let it run through its cycle.
Oh, jeez. I sense fire hazard. I got enough problems with my neighbors now.
No, I think it's just the internet part of it.
Okay. All right.
Where it gets its brain scrambled after so many meals.
All right. You want to do headlines?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I got the important stuff done first.
And taken care of.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
You ever heard of Papa Murphy's Pizza?
Yes, I have. I'm going to remain quiet about it.
Well, they are holding a contest where you can be a big winner if you are the person with the oldest frozen pizza in your freezer, and you can prove it.
Okay. Well, they stamp it with a date on there.
You know, back in the 40s and early 50s, it was common for an American housewife to say, oh, what'll they think of next?
Mm-hmm. If you got the counter space.
Well, you'll certainly be saying that after I tell you that what you've all been waiting for is on the way.
What?
Mountain Dew flavored hot sauce.
Jeez. Okay. Junior likes that.
A court has ruled that Subway's bread is too sugary to be bread. And finally, the owner of an organic health food store is busted for dealing meth.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We could use a little laughter, too.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, Stan, every half-assed developer in the world is working on a crappy new app, hoping it'll become the next TikTok.
I know it. I know.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
names for the next big social media app.
Top names for the next big social media app.
Feetbook. Tramp Chat.
Junior would be on that one, Tramp Chat.
Look at this!
Spread It.
He'd be on that one, too.
It is man.
Malarkey Tube.
Oh.
Face Yum.
Living in America.
Kinked In. Masker.
Oh, I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire.
Oh. Instasham. Indeed. And finally, the very top name for the next big social media app.
Yes.
Time Suck.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy
at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Kevin. Ahoy, guys. I saw this quote once in Reader's Digest. Quote, I never knew there was a wrong way to put milk in the refrigerator until I got married. Love the show. Signed, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Live and learn, Kev. Yeah. Live and learn.
This is from Randy. Guys, did you see the pictures of Biden wired?
Yep.
He didn't have a clue what he was saying. You guys are correct. Trump spoke from the hip because he knows the facts. Biden was wired, if it's true, Biden is Pinocchio as suspected. Great show, guys. Signed, Randy.
Yeah, well, it's even more than that. Trump knows what he believes.
Yeah.
So it's easy for him to speak, extemporaneously. When Biden has to think about who am I going to piss off if I say this versus saying that.
That's true. Here's Kathy from the Cape. Hey, boy. Hey, boys. You really tickled me with your relief factor maladies the other day. Absolutely hilarious. Haney, you were on fire. Bam, bam, bam. Love your wit. So here's mine. You know, all women are crazy, but thanks to Stan and Haney, I'm not crazy anymore. You two guys are so funny. Thanks so much for the laughs. I've been meaning to look up the ingredients for this product, but I've been a little consumed with work. Thanks for the laughter. So she's trying to find out what that relief factor is.
Yeah, and what does it come in?
Yeah, a bag, a bucket.
I mean, is this an injection or?
Yeah. Is it a topical cream?
Yeah.
Love you both, Kathy from the Cape.
Nobody knows.
Nope.
Everybody's hush-hush about it.
Oh, here's Meg.
How is she?
Well, she's got some evidence, and she says she's quite sure you already know about this. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'm not sure if you remember those pallets of bricks that were delivered to Blue Cities, Birmingham being one of them. Did some research. The name of the company is Acme Brick Company, and Bill Gates is involved with the funding of paying for the bricks to be delivered. It was reported, I used a search engine to look this all up. Always enjoy the show. Signed, Meg.
Well, Meg, if you've done your research, I'll take your word for it. I knew that they were being delivered. I didn't know by whom, but we do know that in Louisville, there was a U-Haul full of ready-made signs and shields that was tied to the bail project, where their sole purpose is to bail people out of jail.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see what the Guardian has to say.
Oh, well, you know, we can use, he's pretty even-keeled.
Yeah. Always straight ahead.
Calls him right down the middle.
Right down the middle, like an umpire. Jesus. Calling it fair. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, last night I was watching an episode of The Big Bang Theory. In it, they were talking about the differences between Edison and Tesla. Yeah, that one's a popular one. I also got texted about it. That's where we get the little clip of him answering the phone, ahoy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that show is a comedy about scientists, but they were very, very accurate in the things they said. Very unusual for a comedy show. Speaking of a comedy show, did you get to see any of Comey's testimony? I don't recall, Guardian. I don't recall. I don't recall that ever happening.
I don't believe that's within my purview.
I think he's a lying POS and has lost his mind. Seems no matter what question he was asked, his response was, I don't recall or I don't remember.
How dare you, Guardian, criticize St. James Comey?
No kidding. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, audience participation time on the telephone, not the text. We will pose to you our question of the week. It'll trigger something. We'll open up the phones. You can give us your response, your story, your answer to our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Somebody want to wire him and put an earpiece in his ear and tell him what the... Never mind. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news in about half an hour. I went to check and see if there was traffic, so I went to our traffic site. All they had was that big Indian head target that used to be on the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there.
Well, that's racist.
It is. But that's what we all had on our TVs when there was no signal. Big Indian head, it was in a Target.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those days?
And everything was fine.
Everything was fine. Nobody said anything about it. Bring one of those up on the screen. They got them there. Test Indian head test pattern. That's right when the station turned off the TV signal at night after the national
after
anthem.
After the national anthem.
Yeah, there'd be a test pattern with an Indian head.
Mm-hmm.
and a tone.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough of it.
That's it. It was like, well, either you got up too early to watch the cartoons or you were staying up too late. There it is.
Why can't we have that?
I don't know.
Well, everything's 24 hours now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it wasn't, though? There'd be people demanding, don't play the national anthem.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it would. When the national anthem, and then that popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our question of the week. This one has to deal with school pride. And part of this is how, and I know some colleges have done this, but this is going to be school pride, and you think about the Washington Redskins having to drop their name.
Stan, the Washington football team.
Having to drop their name. It brings me to our question of the week. And I know my school is one of these. And I've looked at their website. They've modified it a little bit. Our question of the week. 277-9600. A little school pride here. And we have people from all over the country and a ton of schools here. Question of the week. What was your high school's nickname and what did your mascot look like? I'm not talking about necessarily today. A lot of people, different ages, different school names now. Remember when Syracuse used to be the Redmen? Now it's just the Orangemen,
mm-hmm.
And now it's just the Syracuse Orange.
What's wrong with Orangemen? Orangeman bad.
Well,
oh, I forgot.
Yeah, they changed that.
Junior, yeah, he reminded me. Orangeman bad.
277-9600.
I kept waiting for Biden to say it.
That was next on his list. What was your high school's nickname, and what did your mascot look like? You know, at the games, they would either have the emblem, or they'd have somebody in a costume, and mascot could be an eagle, but there are very different ways to portray an eagle, a soaring eagle, an eagle sitting on a branch, and then the guy in the costume at the football games would dress... mm-hmm. Something else. 277-9600. What was your high school's nickname and what did your mascot look like? Me, and this is why I say Times they are changing. I went to Canton High School in Canton, Connecticut, home of the Canton Warriors. And our mascot was a shirtless Indian in a headdress waving a tomahawk.
That shows he means business.
Yep. Now, if you go to that school's website now, it's they're still called the Warriors, but it's just a W and like a spear. 277.
Because everything's been wrecked. Years.
Yeah. What was your high school nickname and what was the mascot?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I only went to high school very briefly. I think I got a semester or two in.
Yeah.
And that was the Bulldogs, and they had a frightened animal. But my junior high school that I went to, and I completed that.
Yeah.
Because I did not like the high school and just went on to community college.
Okay.
But we were the Hawks.
Yeah. And what did the mascot look like?
It varied on the clothing because it was never one manufacturer, you know.
Mm.
But the mascot, if I remember correctly, had like a not a completely bald head, but like a ring of fur at the top of the head. Looked a little pissed off.
Did it have a beak?
Yeah, a lot of fist pumping.
Yellow beak.
Yep. A lot of pacing back and forth, clapping, fist pumping.
Now, I didn't know this. I'm going to ask Junior this before we go to the phones, 277-9600. He went to high school with my daughter. He was in the same graduating class as my daughter. And when he went to graduation, and I was there at the Germain Arena then for the graduation, he was there, too, getting his diploma. You went locally.
Cypress Lake High School.
And they are the
home of the Panthers.
Oh, that's right. They're purple. It's the Panther.
Oh, they actually, I just looked at the website for my junior high.
Yeah.
They cleaned it. That's a cool looking hawk now.
All right. Are we having music in this segment?
Oh, what throws me is I usually am always waiting for traffic.
Yeah.
And I guess that's been canceled.
For right now, 277-9600.
Yeah, we were the Hoover Hawks.
All right, right on. Go Hawks.
And you know...
Mighty Hawks, Fighting Hawks, or just Hawks?
Hawks.
Okay.
And, of course, when we would play other teams, they would get a chant going in the stands against us. Hoover Hawks suck.
277-9600.
Which I didn't appreciate.
I'm sure you did.
At all.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Scott from Naples.
Scott, what was your high school nickname and what did your mascot look like?
Well, I graduated a class of 81. We were the Burnsville Braves.
Ah.
And very proud. A proud team, a proud school.
And what did your mascot look like? Did you have an Indian head or something?
We did. We had Indian head, absolutely. The full headdress, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, there was no problem back then. I don't know what the deal is. 277-9600. Ours were maroon and gold. Go Warriors. And then there'd be the guy with the headdress, shirtless, waving a tomahawk.
Yeah, we were red and gold.
Yeah. Good colors. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt from Cape Coral.
Matt from Cape Coral. Did you go to high school in Cape Coral, Matt?
I did not. I grew up in northern Illinois, about 60 miles outside of Chicago, and in a farming community, and we were the Rochelle Hogs.
Hogs?
Yeah. Like picture a wheel with a spoke, and the reason why that was done was because we had railroad tracks and... two-lane highways going through that city back in the 30s. So we're the hub city.
Oh, the hubs.
Yes.
All right. And what did the mascot look like? A wheel?
That's it. Like it was purple and white with just a spoke, a
a wheel, like a bad wheel. There was no animals. There was no people. Yeah. It was
but a lot of pride.
But a lot of pride with the Hubs.
Hub City.
277-9600.
Yeah, well, like with our local college, university, you know, I think they're known as the Ducks, but it became known as Drunk City.
Yep, Drunk City, home of the FGCU Ducks.
Yep.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, it's Dance Cowboy. How you doing?
Hey, Cowboy, haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Oh, it's been, like you said, it was a different world after Irma. It's crazy after COVID.
I hear you, brother. What was your high school's nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
It was Beaver Local, and we were the Fighting Beavers.
A lot of teeth.
Yeah, a lot of buck teeth.
Oh, yeah, a lot of teeth.
What did the mascot? Was it a whole picture of a beaver, a beaver head, buck teeth?
It was a whole beaver.
And would the mascot come out for the games?
No, they just had the pictures, you know what I'm saying, of him out there when we had our games and stuff like that.
Yeah, all right. We appreciate it. Thank you,
My mom had a really cool mascot.
What?
And remember I told you she went to high school with Greg Allman, so right. he was in the band with her, and they proudly represented the Seabreeze Sand Crabs.
Oh, love it. Love it. 277-9600, question of the week. What was your high school's nickname, and what did the mascot look like? You could say, you know, oh, we were the Bears, but you could have a funny-looking bear, a whole bear, grizzly bear head, a growling bear.
And, you know, when I was in elementary school,
yes,
it was the first time that we were allowed to have a mascot.
Yeah.
And this would have been around, 1972.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what we voted to be our mascot?
What?
We are the Ortona Dolphins.
All right. Of course. You loved that.
I did. I made sure it happened.
Ahoy. Who's this?
This is Ann from Fort Myers.
Ann, did you go to high school in Fort Myers or did you go somewhere else?
No, I went suburbs of Atlanta.
All right. What was your high school's nickname and what did your mascot look like?
So we were the Greyhounds, and we actually, not very exciting, but we had a rescue group that had Greyhounds, and they would come out for the football games. And several times I remember the Greyhounds would get loose and go to the end zone and
defecate.
Drop a little something there.
A little defecation.
Oh, I'd love that, have Greyhounds just running around the field.
Oh, yeah. But I had a friend who went to a college, and their mascot was Scrody.
277-9600. A little school pride here. What was your high school nickname? The high school's nickname. That confused Junior because apparently he had some kind of nickname in high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we can bring that up because I don't think that would be good.
No.
Unless
school.
He wants to.
Right. You want to bring up your nickname? Well, it wasn't Scrody, was it?
It was along those lines.
What was it?
What was it?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
You were asking me. You were confused. You say, oh, you want to know my nickname or the school's nickname?
I was pondering it because I didn't want to say it.
You had a nickname. What was
it? How bad could it be?
It's not bad.
What? Well, what is it then?
I don't want to say.
Don't be a baby on me here.
I don't want to say. I don't want to do it.
Did everybody call you this?
No.
A few close friends?
Yeah.
Your enemies?
I don't want to say it.
Why are you pressuring me? Were they friends or enemies that called you this?
A little bit of both.
So you were known by this name?
I mean, not really.
You know what some of them called me? Because my name's Stan, and my full name's Stanley, but they used to think, Stanislaus. And so around school, some people called me Slaus.
You had a lot of nicknames.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Stosh,
yeah,
Rocky.
Yeah. Well, the Rocky can be gone. That one was my father was the only one that called me that.
But he insisted on it.
He insisted on it. Ahoy, who's this?
Jack.
Jack, what was your high school's nickname and what did the mascot look like?
It was Hurricane, Mount Dora High School.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
And what was the mascot? Like kind of like a little swirly thing?
I don't even think we had a mascot.
Here comes Swirly.
277-9600. Your high school nickname and what the mascot looked like? Because you can say, oh, we were the Tigers, but was it one that looked just a head that looked like Tony the Tiger, or was it a menacing tiger to, like taken from the jungle? Did you have something on the sidelines? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Joey.
Joey, what was your high school's nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
Trojans. And he was a Trojan.
Right.
Simple enough.
Yep, ribbed. 277-9600.
Wouldn't that be great to have that Trojan mascot for a high school and then have all the helmets for her pleasure?
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt?
Matt, yeah.
What was your high school's nickname and what did the mascot look like?
The high school was boring. My college, we were at Presbyterian College Blue Hose.
The what?
The Blue Hose.
The Blue Hose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their mascot was a Scotsman.
Okay. A Scotsman.
Holding a blue hose.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt in Venice, Florida. How you guys doing?
Matt in Venice, Florida. We're doing good, buddy. What was your high school's nickname, and what was the mascot?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. It was a small town in Texas. Our junior high football team was called the Shorthorns. When you graduated up to the high school level, you got to become the Longhorns.
Yeah.
So it was a really big deal. But the funny part of the story was, in elementary school, oh my goodness, we got a dog fight.
Yeah, shut them dogs up!
Shut up! We were the brave bullies.
277-9600.
Boy, they really motivated you to make varsity in that town.
Yeah, they did. Well, it was Texas. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay in Naples, man. How you guys doing?
Jay, we're doing good, buddy. What was your high school nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
I went to high school in Wilson, Idaho, and we were the Wilson Woodpeckers, and they called us the Peckers, and we had Big Pecky. He'd come out on the field and walk around and kind of like make this undulating move with his head back and forth.
Was it a cool looking mascot?
I'm telling you, man, it was the coolest mascot. Everybody around our whole community would come out and call him Pecky, Pecky, Pecky.
I want Junior to look this one up because I want to see it. It was called, what was the name of the high school and where?
Wilson High School in Wilson, Idaho.
Appreciate it. I can't wait to
see it. Yeah, man. Well, there was a uranium mine out there. I don't think the town exists anymore.
Oh, really? There was a uranium mine.
Yeah.
They had to close the town down.
You got to keep an eye on that.
All right, kids. Last graduating class, we got to close the town down.
Should be safe to live here through 82, but...
A uranium mine.
Which, of course, now Hillary Clinton sold to the Russians.
Yeah, absolutely. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, brother, it's Tom from Naples.
Tom, what was your high school's nickname, and what was the mascot?
We were the Watertown Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
The Red Raiders, and the mascot was a Indian warrior.
Yeah, a full
shirtless,
full headdress, and a tomahawk?
Yes, sir.
Did you find the woodpeckers? Because they had to close the town down because there was a uranium mine.
Yeah, I can't really find anything on it.
The town doesn't exist.
The town doesn't exist anymore. One more, and then we got to take a break. Right here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie from Lehigh.
Carrie from Lehigh. Didn't, how did you go to high school in Lehigh?
No, I went to high school in New Mexico.
And what was your high school's nickname?
Our high school was Alamogordo High School, but also known as Alamogetto. And Tigers. And everything all over my high school was Tigers, except for one thing right in front of the school. Back in the 80s, the senior class bought a giant marble statue of a tiger. Well, a tiger wasn't delivered. a panther was. And for 40 years, we had a panther, a big black panther.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, and go Tigers.
On top of a concrete block 6 feet high.
That had to be embarrassing.
They even tried to make it look like a tiger by grinding in some stripes into this black marble. But nope, it was a panther. And for years, this, every senior class, like, they put bras on, sewed bras onto it, covered it in frosting, everything, every year.
Sounds...
So why did you move from Alamogordo to Fort Misery?
Because my mom.
All right. Okay. Thank you, dear. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What was your high school's nickname, and what was the mascot?
Remember, we used to live over in Mel Boring.
Yeah, and then we went over to Cape Colma. Stan and Haney.
Hey, man, did you take my stapler?
Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm sorry.
Would you not take it off my desk?
Look, I said I'm sorry.
No, I know, but I've asked you 1,000 times. Just go to the supply closet and get yourself a stapler.
The supply closet is across the hall. Your desk is right here. I always borrow your stapler.
Well, get off your butt and go get a stapler across the hall. I'll go get you one.
I'm really sorry. You always borrow my
There's an easier solution to problems than arguing. Calm down and talk it over, and see if you can work out your differences. For a free brochure, write the President's Council on Health for a free brochure.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president. Share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Thursday afternoon. Oh, I can see the weekend coming. And, of course, it's the first day of Rocktober. You can wonder what the news is going to be like today. Junior, you said we do have something for traffic this half hour?
Yep.
All right, let me hit the music, and I'll let you deliver traffic for right now for your drive home.
All right, so we got one on the board in Naples, Industrial Boulevard in Exchange Avenue. That's a crash with injuries.
All right.
So another report, hopefully, in half an hour.
Thank you, Junior.
And don't rush it so much next time.
Yeah. Do it nice and even and steady.
Very sorry about that. I'll slow down.
Okay.
All right. It's just that's a Haney. That don't take it as an affront. That's a Haney friendly tip, and he knows broadcasting.
You were just rushing a little bit.
Should I take more pauses?
That's the key.
The pauses?
Not as long as he pauses for.
No, you're not ready for that yet. Can be dangerous.
Yep, could be very dangerous. Mark Haney
for
and
a free
the news.
Brochure on America.
Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news. news for today.
Rocktober.
Thursday.
Double M, double X.
Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Bird.
Yeah. Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
And what did I just say about rushing things?
Yep, rushing.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
We have a great example of language and how it changes over the years.
It does.
When I say Beverly Hills, what comes to mind?
Swimming pools, movie stars.
So very upscale.
And yes, it's a very rich part.
Well, Beverly Hills, California, was named after Beverly Farms, Massachusetts.
Mm.
Beverly Farms was named after Beverly, Yorkshire, England.
Yeah.
And that town was named in the year 700 A.D. Why was it called Beverly?
Why?
Because it was home to a large colony of beavers. So when you think of Beverly Hills and Rodeo Drive, it's named after a medieval English beaver colony.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, now there's something I literally didn't know. Do I need that? No, but do I like hearing that? Yes.
Stan, we have been on this earth long enough to witness history.
We have. We've witnessed a lot.
We lived in a world, if you can believe this, where there was no such thing as a three-point line or a three-point shot.
In what sport? In basketball?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of... What's the thing I didn't know?
Well, I would hope you would know.
Why
this,
are you shaking off like you're eating stuff that is absolutely horrific?
He's blinking and there are tears forming. What is that?
We're in the middle of a newscast.
What? I just shotgunned one of those pixie sticks.
Like, you need that.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're straight sugared. What is it? You just had
what, did
it
hit the
coffee.
Back of your throat too quick?
Yeah, it like coated my whole tongue like at once.
It was like taking a goodies.
Yeah, I just took the whole thing really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know how to do it.
So, to refresh your memory,
yes.
The NBA did not start using the three-point line until the 1979-1980 season.
I remember it.
And it wasn't used universally in college basketball or in the NCAA tournament until the 1986-87 season.
You know who used it? Dr. J in the New York Nets. The ABA was the one that introduced the three-point in like the 60s. And a couple of years later, the NBA adopted it and used the same distance and all that stuff that the other league did. And that's also the NBA got from the other league, the slam dunk competition.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of you kids out there, when you were growing up, you were taught that drugs are bad.
Yes.
But drugs make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo Escobar was on the Forbes billionaire list in 1987, thanks to the $3 billion he'd made from his cocaine empire. He also made that list for the next 7 consecutive years. What took him off the list?
Arrest?
Death.
Oh, well, death. Are you okay?
What, did he have another one?
No, he was...
Are you still struggling with that one pixie stick?
I mean, I'm recovering from it.
Do you have to
now all of a sudden my eye is itchy.
All right, now you're not allowed to have him anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
If you can't be responsible with him, I can't allow it.
Can I get some Pop Rocks at least?
Do you need to use the restroom?
No, I'm fine.
We're not going to have another one of those bar scenes, are we?
No, I'm fine.
What flavor Pop Rock do you want?
Do you got any... Are there any red?
Let me see what I got.
I haven't had a red Pop Rock in a while. Is that the pink, though?
That's my favorite.
This is original cherry. It is the crackling. This is the original flavor. Still popping after 40 years.
I like that one. Give him a different one.
You want this one?
Well, there's one that turns into bubble gum.
Well, I don't know about that.
You mean pink?
Yeah. Well, Stan's colorblind.
This one turns into gum.
Yes, that's my favorite. Just give me that. I'll keep that. I'm not going to eat it.
You said the other one was your favorite.
No, that's my favorite. So he can have the other one as long as I get to keep this one.
The red?
Yeah, here it is.
There. All right. Yeah, you can have that one.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep. That, please and thank you. They're called the magic words.
What'll they think of next, Stan?
I don't know, Henny. What?
Well, I know America has been waiting for this forever, and what took them so long? Mountain Dew flavored hot sauce is on the way.
Are you serious?
They announced it this week and asked fans to vote on Twitter for the type of pepper they should use. So it sounds like Mountain Dew doesn't even know what Mountain Dew hot sauce should taste like. It's all about branding. The vote ended this morning, and it looks like Habanero Peppers got the most vote. They'll be working with a professional hot sauce company called iBurn. It's not clear when it'll go on sale, but they say it'll be a limited edition thing.
Really? Do we have a picture of it? You're stuffing your face with Pop Rocks. Do we have a picture of the mountain?
He's got to let the Pop Rocks run their course.
Grow up! You know, we send them out into the world every day, and this is what we do. This is what we get. This is what we get. And I blame you.
Well, in fairness, I think when he's not here, his manners are better.
You do?
Yes.
I thought we raised him right. Will you show me the picture of the Mountain Dew hot sauce?
There is no picture. It hasn't been made yet.
When he's not here, I think he's frightened of people, how people might react to him. Right. So he's very careful.
Yeah.
Yes. The Pop Rocks are dying.
Okay. They are.
You ate the whole bag in one mouthful.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Somebody texted, and after this, because it's Rocktober 1st, D-Train did the Rocktober stuff the best. Now, it's early in the month, says Mike the texter. So, Junior, we're rooting for you, buddy. We're rooting for you.
Yeah.
I think you recorded that a little hot.
Turn it up. Rip the knob off.
All right. I don't want to have to shut it off here. You can.
In the month that's most likely to give you.
Bill?
Yeah. He doesn't learn.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yep.
Doesn't he'll take the information in, but he can't retain it.
Nope.
We'll have to talk to Dr. Cameron about that. You know what makes food taste good? Sugar.
Well, yeah.
A court in Ireland just ruled that the bread they serve sandwiches on at Subway doesn't meet the legal definition of bread because it's filled with sugar. And this is important because Ireland taxes different foods different ways. And bread is one of the quote-unquote staple foods that qualifies for no tax whatsoever.
Yeah, let them eat bread.
The bread at Subway has sugar levels that are 10% of the weight of the flour under Irish law to qualify as bread. Sugar would need to be under 2%.
Yeah. So with that, they look at it as bread candy.
The court ruled Subway's bread is more of a sugary bread-like substance, which means it's fully taxable.
That made Subway in Ireland mad.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have laws like that in the United States, so no. They're not all that worried. According to the Subway website, the white bread on a 6-inch sub.
Come on, that's crazy. You're going to eat a 6-inch? You got to go for the foot long. Mm-hmm. Who orders? Look, if you're a woman who's concentrating on her figure, you get a 6-inch sub. But if you're.
That's just enough to make you hungry.
It just makes you hungrier. How many of you have bought a foot long sub, whether it's Subway or anywhere else? And you eat that first half, that first cut half, and you say to yourself, you know what, I'll just eat half of this, I'll save the other half for later. And you don't. You
never
happen. And you go and eat the whole foot long.
Subway, I guess trying to make us feel good about it, says the white bread on a 6-inch sub has 5 grams of sugar. That's about the same as eating an Oreo.
Really? I'll tell you, when I was in college, we had to do a persuasive speech. You had to do a talk, and I had to write a whole paper on persuasion, on why people will gravitate to certain products. And this was, again, in the 80s. And my my opening statement was, why do kids love McDonald's?
Sugar.
Sugar. Whatever oil they used, I don't know if they use it now, but back then, the oil they used, the sugar in the bread, the various sweeteners that they put in the ketchups, and
mm-hmm.
Kids loved it. So that's why when you have a little infant or a little toddler, they automatically recognize those golden arches, and you go and take them there for a cheeseburger or something like that, they keep wanting to go there. A lot of sugar.
Yeah, and if you notice, you get a ketchup packet from McDonald's. Test that against what comes out of the bottle. They're almost two different things.
It's different.
Dateline, Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Ah!
There's a 30-year-old gentleman named Justin Garcia in Lehigh. And he and his cousin were at his house on Sunday when somehow they became involved in a heated argument about which is better, whole milk or almond milk. Now, you can tell already, fiery topic.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we don't know which side of the argument Justin was on, but we do know whichever it was, he felt passionately about it. He got so angry.
How angry did he get?
He wound up punching his cousin in the face.
Ooh.
But that wasn't enough. He followed it up with a quick stab from a 3-inch pocket knife. He may have won the argument, but he was arrested for felony aggravated battery.
He was the one that enjoys whole milk versus almond milk.
Well, I'm sure it was totally worth it.
Yes. Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, and to put a bow on all this talk about food and whether it's healthy or not, I can't help it. I could be wrong, but I don't trust all this talk about organic, locally sourced, sustainable nonsense.
You and me both, we're in the same group on that.
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm skeptical.
And I'm saying it exists, but it's just as nutritious and everything as anything else you'd buy.
Here's a 56-year-old man named Gregory Daly in Springfield, Oregon. For the past 26 years, he's built up quite the reputation as the owner of a health food store in town that sells healthy supplements and nothing but organic fruits and vegetables. Gregory is not a man who's going to put poison in his body.
That's right. He'll use organic. That's for poop fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
So you might find it a bit shocking that Gregory was just busted for selling meth.
Mr. Health.
I don't put poison in my body.
No.
How about the meth?
Yep.
The store was raided by the FBI and the DEA, and Gregory was arrested on federal meth distribution and possession charges. No word on whether he was actually dealing the meth at the organic grocery store, or if that was just his side hustle.
Mm.
You know what you really need is like a creatine shake, but if you want the energy...
Good creatine shake, but if you want that energy, here.
And that's the news for today, Thursday.
Rocktober.
First.
Double M, double X.
I am.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Rip the knob off. Go ahead, rip the knob.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would we rip the knob off?
Yeah. Why?
Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
Right on. Right on. We do it once a year. And we put up with this for a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm going to forget to hit the button. He's going to forget to have it ready. You're going to introduce and forget to say it.
Well, I think CNN's...
By the end of the month, we're begging that it's over with.
I think CNN's Dana Bash described it as an S show.
Yeah.
Did I say Jason and Todd from the Diamond District?
Yeah.
All right. Brought us news. We're going to take a break.
While you go ahead and rip the knob off.
Well, I ripped the knob off.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
Really? Why?
Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
You can feel it in the air.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks the air right out of the room is what it does.
Count on it.
We'll be back.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your Thursday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming in at 6 o'clock, and he will take you through your Thursday evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. All right, one thing on the board, and it is a crash. 13,000 block of Immokalee Road. And you, as far as we're concerned here, who knows, you're up to date.
Just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making music, I know I can't do nobody wrong.
That's right.
And who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song. It makes people want to stop their fussing and their fighting just long enough to sing along. I believe in music. And I believe in love. Music is love. Love is music, if you know what I mean.
I kind of know what you mean.
What?
People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen.
Well, I believe in it, but sometimes I'm not happy.
Stomp your feet, shake your tambourine.
If I had one, I'd use it.
Lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. Everybody sing. I believe in
you. I lost my tambourine in here after Irma.
Mm-hmm. Yet another victim.
Yep.
Sing it to me, June.
Sing it down.
Oh, we miss you, Mac Davis.
He's one of the best.
Music is a universal language, and love is the key to brotherhood, peace, and understanding, living in harmony. So take your brother by the hand and sing along with me. Find out what it really means to be young and rich and free.
No, no, no! Lord have mercy. Rest in peace, Mac Davis.
One of the best. Very popular in the 70s.
Could do no wrong.
No. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Getting older now. I don't understand things that are going on. I'm like one of those guys now. The other day I got an invitation to a birthday party on the internet. So I sent them back a picture of a gift. Another thing I don't understand, the intervention. Everyone's having interventions now. I don't quite grasp the concept. Basically, they surround you with your friends and family. Aren't those the same people who made you drink and do drugs in the first place? Basically, it's like a bad family reunion without food. A lot of technology out there, too, right? My 10-year-old son has a Twitter account. Yeah, how do you like that? And the other day, it got hacked. Yeah, because he tweeted, "I'm doing my homework." I said, oh, man, that's not him. What happened there? Remember in the old days you had two classifications at school? You're either a moron or not. Now they're making stuff up, like ADD and ADHD, which is actually ADD in high definition. Wow, I'm glad it's so clear my kid is a moron. Okay.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What was your high school's nickname, and what did your mascot look like? Ahoy, who's this?
Jack.
Jack, what was your high school's nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
It was Hurricane, Montour High School.
Oh, okay.
That's
and,
a good one.
And what was the mascot, like kind of like a little swirly thing?
I don't even think we had a mascot.
Here comes Swirly.
277-9600. your high school nickname and what the mascot looked like. Because you can say, oh, we were the Tigers. But was it one that looked just a head that looked like Tony the Tiger? Or was it a menacing tiger to, like, taken from the jungle? Did you have something on the sidelines? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Joey.
Joey, what was your high school's nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
Trojans. And he was a Trojan.
Right.
Simple enough.
Yep, ribbed. 277-9600.
Wouldn't that be great to have that Trojan mascot for a high school and then have all the helmets for her pleasure?
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt?
Matt, yeah.
What was your high school's nickname and what did the mascot look like?
The high school was boring. My college, we were at Presbyterian College Blue Hose.
The what?
The Blue Hose.
The Blue Hose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their mascot was a Scotsman.
Okay. A Scotsman.
Holding a blue hose.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt in Venice, Florida. How you guys doing?
Matt in Venice, Florida. We're doing good, buddy. What was your high school's nickname, and what was the mascot?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. It was a small town in Texas. Our junior high football team was called the Shorthorns. When you graduated up to the high school level, you got to become the Longhorns.
Yeah.
So it was a really big deal. But the funny part of the story was, in elementary school, oh my goodness, we got a dog fight.
Yeah, shut them dogs up!
Shut up! We were the brave bullies.
277-9600.
Boy, they really motivated you to make varsity in that
town.
Yeah,
they did. Well, it was Texas. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay in Naples, man. How you guys doing?
Jay, we're doing good, buddy. What was your high school nickname, and what did the mascot look like?
I went to high school in Wilson, Idaho, and we were the Wilson Woodpeckers. And they called us the Peckers, and we had Big Pecky. He'd come out on the field and walk around and kind of like make this undulating move with his head back and forth.
Was it a cool-looking mascot?
I'm telling you, man, it was the coolest mascot. Everybody around our whole community would come out and call him, Pecky, Pecky, Pecky.
I want Junior to look this one up because I want to see it. It was called, what was the name of the high school and where?
Wilson High School in Wilson, Idaho.
Appreciate it. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, man. Well, there was a uranium mine out there. I don't think the town exists anymore.
Oh, really? There was a uranium mine.
Yeah.
They had to close the town down.
You got to keep an eye on that.
All right, kids. Last graduating class, we got to close the town down.
Should be safe to live here through 82, but...
A uranium mine. Ugh.
Which, of course, now Hillary Clinton sold to the Russians.
Yeah, absolutely. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, brother, it's Tom from Naples.
Tom, what was your high school's nickname, and what was the mascot?
We were the Watertown Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
The Red Raiders, and the mascot was a Indian warrior.
Yeah, a full
shirtless.
Shirtless, full headdress, and a tomahawk?
Yes. Sir.
Did you find the woodpeckers? Are they? Because they had to close the town down because there was a uranium mine.
Yeah, I can't really find anything on it.
Yeah, town doesn't exist.
Yeah, town doesn't exist anymore. One more, and then we got to take a break. Right here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Carrie from Lehigh.
Carrie from Lehigh. Did you go to high school in Lehigh?
No, I went to high school in New Mexico.
And what was your high school's nickname?
Our high school was Alamogordo High School, but also known as Alamogetto, and Tigers, and everything all over my high school was Tigers, except for one thing right in front of the school. Back in the 80s, the senior class bought a giant marble statue of a tiger. Well, a tiger wasn't delivered. A panther was. And for 40 years, we had a panther, a big black panther,
Go Tigers.
Yeah, and go Tigers.
On top of a concrete block 6 feet high.
That had to be embarrassing.
They even tried to make it look like a tiger by grinding in some stripes into this black marble. Like, but nope, it was a Panther. And for years, just every senior class, like, they put bras on, sewed bras onto it, covered it in frosting, everything, every year.
So why did you move from Alamogetto to Fort Misery?
Because my mom.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.